This is the Eye on Potatoes, brought to you by the National Potato Council. The Eye is the place to tune in for conversations with growers and thought leaders on advocacy, production, and all things potatoes. Now, here's your host, Lane Nordland.
All right, friends, thank you so much for joining us here on the Eye on Potatoes podcast. Big shout out, of course, to the sponsor of the podcast, our friends at Syngenta. They continue to bring you these episodes, a great partnership and collaboration. So thank you to Syngenta. We'll hear more about what they provide the potato industry here later on in our program. And today our conversation takes us to Colorado, and Bob Mativi joins us. Of course, he is the Vice President for Environmental Affairs on the Environmental Affairs Committee for the National Potato Council. And Bob, as we're getting close to fall, just a few weeks left here in the summer of 2022, how are things there on the operation there in the San Luis Valley?
You know, it's getting to be a really busy time. A lot of the grain harvest is in full swing. Potatoes, there's a lot of potato fields that have been killed. There's a few people that are actually starting to dig and harvest. So it's getting to be busy around here.
Obviously, there's been quite a drought across the West for the past few years. How is the crop looking this year? What are some of the bright spots that you're seeing for this year's harvest?
Well, even though we have been in a drought since 2002, this summer, we've actually had a fair amount of rain in the mountains, and so we've been getting a little additional surface water coming down the river and into our canals so that we can put that water into our recharge ponds. We're still in a pretty dire situation in terms of our aquifer, and a lot of measures have been taken to help reduce pumping, and a lot of cover crops are planted as opposed to other cash crops to reduce pumping. And so we can focus the water on our potato crop and some of our grain crops that are vital to the valley economy.
No, definitely. And drought across much of the West, impacting much of the nation's potato production. Before we move any further, Bob, I'd love for you to talk more about maybe the history of Worley Family Farms and how you and your family continue on the legacy there in Colorado of that family business.
Well, so I am my father-in-law, Carl Worley, is started this operation, and he started growing potatoes when he was about 14 years old. He was born in 1930, and he started growing potatoes for an FFA project when he was 14, and then farmed with his father and went off to fight in Korea, and then came back and started growing seed potatoes and commercial potatoes. And he had five daughters. My wife is one of them. And so we came here after we finished school and started farming with him in 1982, along with another brother-in-law and daughter. And then another daughter, Carla Worley, also was involved in the farming operation. And so we've been raising seed potatoes and commercial potatoes since then. And Carl had started a packing shed with another neighbor and seed potato grower, Dick Boyce, and they created Highland Potato Company. And it's been operating since the mid-70s. And we still operate that fresh pack shed. We're all fresh potatoes here in the San Luis Valley. We have a dehigh plant that we take some of our off grades to, but primarily the valley is all fresh table stock potatoes. And so on our farming operation, back in the mid 80s, we started our own on-farm tissue culture lab. And so we continue that. We have our own greenhouse for our mini tuber production for certified seed potatoes. As our operation has expanded, my two sons, Grant Mativi and Reed Mativi, have joined the farming operation. My nephew, Matthew Smart, also farms with us. and he is the manager of Highland Potato Company, as well as helping out on the farm. And so we continue to operate, and we've grown the farm. We used to be 100% certified seed. We've since split that operation into commercial side and seed side. So it's a little more manageable that way.
What does it mean for you and your wife to know that your two sons want to come back and be a part of this operation?
Oh, it's a tremendous honor, actually, because we want to see this farm be a legacy farm that will last into the future. We don't know what our future does bring, but we hope that it's here for another couple of generations. I've got three grandsons, and hopefully some of them will be interested in also coming back and joining the farm. We have a daughter that helps us out on the farm. She's a crop consultant for Wilbur Ellis, and then has her own greenhouse operation for bedding plants, but she comes and helps us also. And so their son and future children, we hope, you know, will want to be a part of this operation. It's been a successful operation for a number of years, and we hope that can continue.
Now, obviously, COVID-19, we all know that that had a big impact on producers across the nation. And what are some of the impacts that you're maybe still feeling 2 years after the height of that pandemic? What are some of those factors that maybe are still influencing potato production and getting product out to consumers?
Well, during the height of that pandemic, I mean, we had a few people at our packing shed that did get sick, so we were shut down for a little while. It was a really busy season for us during that time, just because more people were at home and cooking and utilizing fresh potatoes. So we really haven't seen a huge impact. Transportation is always an issue. Trucks are hard to come by, and I don't know if that's just a function of where we are today and whether COVID had some impact on that, I think. But I don't know whether there's a lot of lingering stuff from COVID. Labor has gotten tighter. It's hard to find help. Obviously, due to other economic conditions, our expenses are certainly higher. Our prices that we're receiving are higher, but I think when it all nets out, we're going to be about the same as we were before.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's hard to believe that it's 2022 and it's going to be 2023 before we know it. And of course, this year's crop continuing to look pretty good, as you said, Bob. But I do want to talk about the EPA tour that recently took place there in Colorado. But first, we do need to thank our friends at Syngenta for sponsoring the podcast. We'll be back with Bob Mativi right after these words. Syngenta cares about potato producer productivity and offers a wide variety of seed treatment options, protecting your investment from the beginning. Syngenta's all-liquid seed treatment Cruiser Max Potato offers protection from harmful insect pests, including Colorado potato beetle, green peach aphid, and leafhoppers. Additionally, Cruiser Max Potato delivers immediate protection against fungal diseases. Contact your local retailer for more information. Cruiser Max Potato, Cruiser 5FS, Dynasty or Maxim MZ to find out what best fits your farm needs. Well, again, a big thank you to Syngenta for helping bring you the Eye on Potatoes podcast. Again, we're joined by Bob Mativi with Worley Farms out of Monte Vista, Colorado. And of course, every year, the National Potato Council, in cooperation with state groups, this year, the Colorado Potato Administrative Committee, hosted a tour of potato production for staff of the EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs there in the San Luis Valley. And Bob, why is this tour important? And what is the overall goal of trying to have boots-on-the-ground interaction with these agency officials that have a lot to say in how we grow potatoes here in the U.S.?
Right. We certainly have an interaction as producers with EPA because we use a lot of crop protection products. And so each year at our Washington Summit, we generally have an opportunity to go visit with some EPA officials. But this is a great opportunity to have some of them come to a growing area to visit with actual producers. The interesting thing about this group that came, a lot of them were pretty new hires that had only been with the agency for maybe 3 years because of a lot of the COVID situation. So this was a great opportunity for us here in Colorado to showcase several of the things that from different growers of what we do in our potato production scheme. And we visited with an agronomist, Bill Crowder, with agroengineering, and he talked about a lot of the products that are used. And we had an opportunity to visit with Mark Peterson, farmer here, that was actually applying some crop oil to his potato crop. And so several of the agency staff got to ride with him in the sprayer. We did a little demonstration on seed cutting because they had some interest in, you know, how that actually works. So we, on our farm, we set up our seed cutter and treater, and we did kind of a mock demonstration of what's involved in the seed cutting process and application of any products that would go on cut seed. So I think it was helpful for them to really see some of this stuff firsthand and ask questions. And because a lot right now, there's a lot of products that are up for registration, re-registration. And you know, we need to continue to emphasize that these are all tools in our toolbox. We don't necessarily use all of them at the maximum amounts allowable, and we don't use all of them all the time. But there are certain ones that we want to keep available to us to use as producers. So it's just a great opportunity to get some of their staff out and see and visit with growers and see what we actually do use and how we use it.
Bob, what were some of the, reactions that participants had that maybe it was, I did not know that's how that was done, or how vulnerable potatoes are to disease? What were maybe some, is there a moment that one of the participants, one of their reactions that really sticks out to you?
Oh, gosh, I don't recall any real specific incidents, but I think, like I mentioned, it was kind of interesting for them to get to ride on that sprayer and you know, see what that's like. You know, they asked a lot of questions. I don't recall all of them that they asked, but I think they enjoyed it for the most part and did get a good feel for some of the things we do.
This annual event is hosted by the National Potato Council and sponsored by Potatoes USA. I just wanted to give that a mention as well. And Bob, in the past, have you been able to attend other tours like this in Colorado or the surrounding states with your leadership role with MPC?
I have not. Of course, we've been on a hiatus for the last couple of years, and the agency wasn't allowing any of their staff to travel. We've been trying to put this tour together, and this was the first year, I think, in the last 3 years that they've actually been able to go somewhere and do it. So we were planning one last year in the spring to go out closer to their offices in Pennsylvania, but we weren't able to put that together. So I personally haven't been on an EPA tour here for several years since it was the last year in Colorado.
A great opportunity to really get the decision makers and those agency officials and staff on the ground, seeing what's going on in the countryside and the role that producers play in growing food for our nation. Of course, with that EPA crop tour that took place there in the San Luis Valley. And again, they got to see the crops. They got to see everything on the ground. And as you mentioned, Bob, things are looking pretty good despite drought in other parts of the West. Overall, what would you say just to wrap up the 2022 year? I know the crop isn't fully out of the ground yet, but can you say that everything feels pretty optimistic here as we round out 2022's cropping year?
Yeah, I think as far as here in the San Luis Valley, I think we're going to have a good crop. we've had a variable season. We started out pretty hot early in the season, and then we've had some cloudy weather when we had a lot of those rain showers coming in. But I think people are pretty optimistic going into this harvest season that we're going to have a decent crop and a decent market price. And that always helps. We'll see, you never know till you get them in the bin. This last year we had an early snow, and so that kind of threw us for a loop, but we'll, keep trudging on through, and you never, like I said, you don't know what you got till it's in the bin, and then you got to get it out of the bin and off to the market. So, but we're, as farmers, you know this, and others will as well, we're the eternal optimist because we just keep coming back and doing it year after year, and it usually works out.
It usually does, and we are gamblers, I guess, is the best way, is how we always describe that, professional gamblers in agriculture production. But Bob, any last thoughts? I know it's probably a busy day down on the operation, but any last thoughts that you would just like to share with our listeners tuning in to the Eye on Potatoes podcast?
Well, I want to thank you, for one, just have this opportunity to speak to other listeners out there and talk about it. We're pretty proud of the San Luis Valley here and the things that go on and the crop that we're able to produce. Back to the EPA thing, I think one of the points that we tried to stress that because of our area, we're surrounded by mountains, we're at 7,600 feet elevation, we don't have a lot of the pest issues that they do in other areas. So our usage of a lot of pesticide products is lower than in some areas. And that's not a dig on the other areas. It's just, we're very fortunate to have that advantage. And so, we're going to continue, and we want to continue to work on our water situation to so that we continue to be a viable potato producing area, because we like, that as part of as strengthens our economy here and in the valley, and we don't have a lot of other industries. So agriculture keeps us rolling, and potatoes are a huge part of that. So thanks for the opportunity to speak with you today.
No, Bob, we appreciate you taking time. As I mentioned, I know it's busy on the operation, so thanks for coming in here close to dinner time. Again, Bob Mativi, he's the Vice President of the Environmental Affairs Committee for the National Potato Council, and good luck with harvest, and hope the crop holds up well.
Thank you, Lane. Been a pleasure.
Again, friends, thanks for joining us here on the Eye on Potatoes podcast. I'm Lane Nordlund. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the National Potato Council's Eye on Potatoes podcast with host Lane Nordlund. For more information, visit nationalpotatocouncil.org and make sure to subscribe to the podcast today.